You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good afternoon. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has chosen the Ecological Transition Minister Teresa Ribera as her second-in-command, tasking her with overseeing a vast portfolio, including climate change and competition policy. Ribera, a socialist politician, will be the new Commission's first executive vice president, responsible for a clean, just and competitive transition, so von der Leyen said this morning. She will also be responsible for competition policy. Like all commissioners delegate, Ribera will now face a confirmation hearing in the European Parliament. Ribera has twice served as Environment Minister in Spain. In her second stint under current Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, she took on the broader role of Minister of the Ecological Transition and rose to be a Deputy Prime Minister in his government. The two Spaniards arrested in Venezuela for alleged participation in a plot to overthrow the president Nicolas Maduro are not agents of the intelligence service. They were just there for recreational purposes. Family members of the two men from Bilbao reported their disappearance to the Basque police on September the 9th. The Spanish embassy in Caracas is still working to confirm the identity of the men and also find out details about the exact circumstances of their arrest and to arrange all necessary assistance. The Basque government is in contact with the families of the men to provide the necessary support. The arrest of the two tourists took place in the midst of a diplomatic crisis between Spain and Venezuela. The head of Banco Sabadell said it was highly unlikely that the larger rival BBVA would succeed in a multi-billion euro hostile bid for his bank. I think the chances of the operation being successful are very slim, so Sabadell's CEO Cesar González Bueno told a banking event in Madrid yesterday. BBVA's country manager for Spain, speaking in the same panel, however, said he was confident that the acquisition would go ahead. In April, BBVA launched a 12 billion euro bid for all Sabadell shares, which turned hostile back in May. It was met with opposition from the government, but was given the green light by the European Central Bank on September 5th. Under Spanish law, the government cannot stop the takeover bid, but it does have the final word on allowing a merger between the two entities. The government considers the combination of the two banks would have potentially harmful effects on the Spanish financial system and would impact jobs and customers. And an invasive snake species has firmly established itself on Ibiza, with environmentalists admitting they're losing the war against the creatures. A massive effort was made to clear the island's shores of the reptiles, with over 500 volunteers participating in the eradication project in recent months. Snake traps were set up in rural areas this summer to capture as many of the creatures as possible. However, a local environmental organisation says the situation is practically unsolvable. Conservationist scientists and the Balearic Islands government believe the snake invasion began when wealthy property owners started planting ancient olive trees imported from the mainland in their gardens. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.